to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All I can say is it's about time. I mean, this is about time. In 40 or 50 years, that what should have been done. You know, it's sad that the only thing we as Americans learn from history is that we refuse to learn anything from history. If you want to look at a perfect example of this, look at the Prohibition. Look at the 18th Amendment / 21st Amendment, which, you know, reversed the 18th Amendment here. The Prohibition made millionaires out of thugs. Now we're making billionaires out of thugs with this so-called war against drugs. It's about time.
There's a talk radio caller who thinks it's about time the government changed its position on the war on drugs. Number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show happens to be all the discussion about the war on drugs as that got started over this past weekend. Comments by Attorney General Eric Holder, which on the surface a lot of people started to agree with, and we'll follow the conversation as it went through the week. It became very important, obviously, if it's number one. Welcome into this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, August the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the work, the rundown of the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. So let's get at it. The racial discrimination suit against Paula Deen came in at number 10 this week on the countdown. The proposed merger, which is kaputsky at the moment, between U.S. Airways and American Airlines, number 9. At number 8, the verdict guilty. Rest of your life in prison, Whitey Bulger. Number 7 on the list here is the scandal involving the San Diego mayor. Man, what a putz this guy is. North Carolina's voter ID law is number 6. The stop-and-frisk policy in New York has been determined unconstitutional. That discussion, number 5. Immigration reform in all of its various colors, number 4. Obamacare, not much new there, but lots of yakking about it, number 3. Egypt, where hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have been killed by these Kurds over there. That's number 2. The war on drugs, number 1. So we'll start with number 1 and work through this pack of ideas. Here is host Matt Patrick with Texas State Representative Steve Toth, who is on the Texas Corrections Committee, about the Attorney General's comments shifting the focus on who goes to jail and how long they stay in the war on drugs.
Holder says, basically, federal prosecutors will not prosecute certain drug cases so as not to trigger, what am I thinking of, Steve? Mandatory minimums. But here, listen, here's the thing. He's just not going to enforce laws that are already on the books. He's not trying to change the laws. He's just simply not enforcing them.
Right. It's ridiculous. And, you know, the federal drug laws do need an overhaul. They really do. The overhaul that they need, though, is we need to get tougher on those that are trafficking drugs, because we're not. I mean, it's just, I get these DPS notifications on almost a daily basis about individuals that were trafficking drugs that have already, that are already out. They're in their 30s or late 20s, and they're already out of jail. And they're looking for them because of parole violations. So we're not really getting tough with the people that are dispensing drugs to our kids, but I'm really just leery of what his motives and intentions
I agree. You and I were talking about this. I am absolutely leery of his motives, but I'm pretty sure I understand his motives. And listen, I'm all for, you know, getting rid of some of the people that are in prisons so that we can make room for some of the
politics. That's my passion. I mean, three-quarters of these young kids that are in prison, they're nonviolent. They haven't committed any violent crimes. They are caught with, you know, one or two joints, and they're plugging up our prison systems. And here's the really bad part of it, is that 98% of all convictions that we have in the prison system today, they're pled. Even the violent criminals are pled, so they plead out to a very low thing that they're willing to accept rather than go to trial.
Now, I've had this discussion with people that we've got an inordinate amount of minorities in our prison systems, and there's the argument that I'm always given that it's because they don't have enough money to retain good lawyers. You agree with that?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm going to disagree with that. America has the best legal defense system in the world for for protecting the accused and defending the accused. And we spend a lot of money on it, and we spend a ton of money on it in Texas.
So the idea of, that some people may have, a clearer path to getting out of prison or going on parole. You said a lot of these cases are pled out, and it's because our prisons are overcrowded. We need to change the laws on a federal level, and correct me if I'm wrong, not just not tell the judge how much weed or heroin a guy was holding, but to actually go in and change these laws from the 80s so that they better reflect what's going on in our country today.
Up next, more on Eric Holder and the War on Drugs when this week's Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now, I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's. Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Doug Steffen here, happy to have you along. Some of you are able to hear this program for 3 hours every weekend. Each hour stands on its own so that we get through all of the 10 items. And so as we move toward number 10, we stay with number 1 for a while, the war on drugs. Fox News presented this conversation between Shannon Bream and political commentator Charles Krauthammer on the problems that Krauthammer has with what Holder had to say.
We look at DOMA, and they said that they wouldn't enforce it or defend it in court, which they were ultimately, that met with approval at the Supreme Court, since DOMA, at least that section, the relevant section, has been struck down. But there's a lot of criticism for this administration doing these kinds of things today. But the Attorney General sounded pretty confident moving forward and talked about a number of directives he's given on a number of fronts.
That's because he hasn't received any pushback. What he's done now, what he's proposed with these drug laws, is worse than just suspending the parts of the law and instructing prosecutors not to prosecute. He also is telling prosecutors who already have prosecutions in place that they can withhold evidence so that the defendant won't get a maximum or a mandatory penalty. I mean, that is illegal. That's unlawful. That's, I mean, that is simply shocking. That would be the instruction from an attorney general. I think as one former attorney general, deputy attorney general said, if you did that in a private case, you'd be accused of a felony if you were prosecuting it and you were withholding evidence. And it is epidemic. It isn't only in this. It is in the Obamacare law, the administration's own law, the parts of which it's suspending. It is in the DREAM Act, which is a unilateral suspension. And the president proudly says this. He goes out and says, I will not allow Congress to stand in the way of X, Y, and Z I want to do. Well, under our Constitution, Congress stands in the way if it doesn't approve of something. In a banana republic, a caudillo stands up and says, I will not allow, you know, the old guard, I will not allow a constitution written by autocrats get in the way of helping the people. That's not how we do it here. And it's shocking how little resistance has gotten, not only from the Republicans, but from Democrats who are going to live, who are endorsing this continuous and repeated lawlessness.
Here's what some of your brethren talk radio listeners had to say about Holder and the shift in focus in the war on drugs.
I'm a retired correctional officer, California correctional officer, and it costs the state at least $35,000 to $40,000 a year to keep one inmate. Now, when I started with the Department of Correction, they had 17 institutions statewide. Now they got 48. So when you build that many institutions, you got to put bodies in there. When I retired in 1991, and that was the hype of the crack cocaine and, you know, all this stuff. And I just saw so many young men coming through that institution of Chino, Vacaville, and Cochran State Prison that, you know, it was just mind-boggling.
I think that this is definitely a move in the right direction, although I think it's on a continuum. It's definitely baby steps, because what's really needed is basically, first of all, full-on legalization of some of the so-called Class B drugs, such as marijuana and stuff like that. Because what's going on, a lot of these guys who are being incarcerated are basically, at that point, stigmatized as second class citizens. They're not able to get jobs, they can't vote, and so forth. Whereas, though, a lot of people, who advocate private prisons are doing so simply for a profit motive. I think that these profit-driven industries such as private prisons are more than a detriment to our country, because when these prisons were institutions were pretty much initiated, crime nationally was at an all-time low. The so-called drug war that was initiated through the Reagan administration at the time took place during an all-time low as far as drug crime and so forth. And what happened was they needed to pretty much justify the so-called war on drugs. And what they did was that's when they went down towards Central America and got caught with their hands in a cookie jar with the whole Sandinista Nicaragua as far as funneling drugs up through the country via the CIA. And that's what they used to pretty much justify their so-called war on drugs. And they started a huge national marketing campaign by painting certain cities as being drug havens, and even had a so-called poster child in the name of a guy named Willie Horton back in the 80s. This was all created by Reagan, the so-called drug war, again, during a time when historic lows were running crime by an all-time low.
Finally, we're seeing common sense in Washington. This is a very important day. Very important. We're starting to see that we're starting to think straight, because we're not thinking straight when we lock people up for smoking marijuana, especially when it's proven medicine. You know, I got glaucoma, and I suffer from severe neck and back pain. And if I was in any other state but Arkansas, or any other state that allows medical marijuana, I would be a patient. In Arkansas, I'm a criminal. I've been arrested a few times for marijuana. That's always the same thing. You know, they just want your money. They want to lock you up. They want to harass you. They want to search your home. They want to take your cars. It's kind of like a mafia state down here in Arkansas as far as keeping medical marijuana users from their medicine.
Up next, we shift the focus to Egypt and Obamacare. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. We're moving to the number two position on this week's countdown, and that is what's going on in Egypt. Here's host Pat Campbell talking to Buck Sexton from The Blaze about rumors that what's going on in Egypt could signal the end of the Muslim Brotherhood.
You know, I was listening to some broadcast last night, and I can't remember if it was CNN or MSNBC or somebody out there, they were talking about the fact that this may be the end of the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you see that, or are they just being driven underground? What's your take on this?
Oh, no, I think that's unfortunately totally wrong, because the Muslim Brotherhood does really well, actually, as a sort of an opposition, shadowy, speaking of revolution kind of organization. That's really what they are. That's really how they were founded. That is how they were founded. So to push them back into the shadows, and really into the shadows, meaning that they're illegal as an organization, which I think is possibly in the near, could be in the near term happening in Egypt, that would just force them back into their comfort zone in a lot of ways. Mm. They don't want that. They'd rather be running the country, but they're quite good at operating in that sort of shadowy area. So that's not going to happen. It's also an international organization. There are Muslim Brotherhood groups all across the Middle East. So there are international ties as well. And they have millions of supporters in Egypt who have been waiting for this moment. They're not going away. They may be officially barred from politics, mm-hmm. but if that happens, it's tough to see how this doesn't turn into, if not some sort of insurgency, meaning that there's at least terrorist attacks against the government from Muslim Brotherhood figures, then it could turn into it could also turn into some sort of a civil war. Algeria in the 1990s, which is a war most people don't really think about very much over here, but was incredibly bloody, lots of casualties. That was essentially what we could see in Egypt. That's the worst-case scenario. I'm not saying it's going to happen. But when you get 500 people lit up in the middle of the day and killed, and you get journalists being detained and beaten, you got to start looking at worst-case scenarios back.
Obamacare, number three on the countdown, down from number one, I think it was, last week. Here's host Mitch Henk talking about the politicians and talk hosts who are pushing the GOP to shut the government down again over Obamacare.
Nationally, Rush and Mark Levin and Laura Ingraham and others, and Sean Hannity, who want to defund Obamacare and use it as a bargaining chip against the White House in a game of chicken that would threaten the government shutdown. Now, keep in mind that 43 cents on every dollar we spend in the federal government comes from borrowed money. So as Mitt Romney, of all people, the standard bearer for the GOP in the last cycle, which brings me another point about the power of the hard right. If the hard right in this country were so powerful that you think some of you have, why was Romney the nominee? Why was McCain the nominee? He was speaking to the New Hampshire Republican Party. He says, no, we don't want to do a shutdown, because when they close the FBI offices and you don't feed military families and you threaten the Medicare and Social Security programs, somebody's going to get blamed. Now, when you've got a White House where the president was reelected, and you've got a Senate controlled by the Democrats, and you have a Supreme Court that upheld Obama's health care law, and then you shut down the government over a ploy to defund it, when you threaten 43% of the budget in terms of people being laid off, military families, and threaten Medicare, then who's going to get blamed, do you think? When the media the way it is, do you think it's going to be the president gets blamed, or it'll be the Senate Democrats who get blamed, or will it be a very raucous core of rebels in the House, near and dear to all of our hearts there? Ted Cruz, by the way, is one of 11 senators out of 46 who favors playing this game of chicken. You've got people like Paul Ryan who don't want to play, Eric Cantor, the majority leader, who doesn't want to play, and Speaker John Boehner doesn't want to play. They know that a government shutdown, and of course now you've got Eric Cantor really getting cold feet, would be blamed on the GOP.
Immigration and New York stop and frisk policy will be next when we continue the conversation here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are back again as we continue in this hour, focusing on numbers 1 through 10, the talk radio countdown for the week ending Friday, the 16th of August. Number 4 in the countdown is the discussion of immigration reform. Here's radio man Rob Schilling with Congressman Robert Hurt of Virginia about the latest on the battle in Washington over how to fix or reform this problem.
There have been a number of reports about Republican leadership, quote-unquote, getting ready to cave to amnesty and other demands that are favored by the left. And I know we've talked about this before, but I wanted to get your most recent position on the things that are being proposed.
Well, you know, as we all know, the Senate passed out a bill that has got no legs in the House, and I think that still remains to be the case. I don't sense from leadership or in any quarter that there is any real support for that. I don't think that bill will be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
What we have seen has been the Judiciary Committee looking at this several different issues as it relates to immigration, border security, worker programs, those things that are making their way through the legislative process. And I think that's the proper approach. It's a piecemeal approach. It's a democratic approach. And, you know, as I've said before, I am not interested in talking about any kind of legal status at any level. You know, unless we have the border secured, and we can't, you know, what happened 25 years ago was that they said, well, we're going to give amnesty to all these people, and we promised to secure the border. Of course, they never secured the border. So this is the whole mess was created by the federal government's a hollow promise, and I don't think the people I represent are interested in that. They don't understand, frankly, they don't understand how it is that so many people have come here illegally, and then suddenly could possibly be rewarded for illegal behavior when they know exactly what would happen to them, you know, when they commit a crime, and you know, they're going to be held accountable, and so, you know, any discussion in the future about legal status, you know, has to take that accountability into play. And if I can also say this, Rob,
yes,
on the legal worker issue,
you know, I have a very rural district that depends on the migrant labor that comes through legally. And we've got to make sure that our farming community has access to the labor in this country, and that's something that Good Lats Committee is also looking at.
New York's Stop and Frisk policy, number 5 on the countdown this week. Here's host Todd Meneses talking about the fact the policy was being declared unconstitutional this week.
A judge ruled now that New York's Stop and Frisk policy is unconstitutional. Federal judge says the New York Police Department deliberately violated the civil rights of tens of thousands of New Yorkers. Those against it say it basically amounts to racial profiling, conducting stops in a racially discriminatory manner. Without cause or suspicion, those in favor, including the mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, and the police commissioner, defend it, saying, stop and frisk, it's a life-saving crime-fighting tool. So who's right and who's wrong on that one? And would you want to be stopped and frisked? For those of you who think it's a crime-fighting tool, is it because you've never been stopped and frisked? You've never been racially profiled? I don't think I ever have. Pretty sure I've never been stopped anywhere and checked. And if you say, I often hear that we need to follow the Constitution, we need to follow the Constitution, we need to follow the Constitution, yet in a lot of instances, those of you who are texting me and saying that this is a crime-fighting tool, you're the first ones to scream that government's not following the Constitution. So you can't have it both ways. And yes, I understand in police work, and I've said this before, look, you have to have some sort of racial profiling, okay? If you want to call it that. You have to have a description of a suspect. And your description cannot be, it's a man or a woman. Because if you say, well, the suspect was a male, well, that only rules out half the population. That means it wasn't a female. That's going to make it pretty hard to find that person. If you say it was, it was a male with black hair. Again, that's going to help you, but it's still not going to narrow it down. So which way do we want it? Would we like it that we give no identifiers on a suspect other than they were male or female? What about age? Is that racial profiling? What about where they live? What they're wearing? See, if you want to break it down, everything you do to identify a suspect could be construed as racial profiling. And my question is, how else do you identify a suspect?
Coming up next here on the countdown, North Carolina's voter ID law, San Diego's mayor, and the verdict in the Whitey Bulger trial. That's up next here as we work our way through the numbers from number 1 to number 10 on the countdown.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour, all you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk Radio in review. I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 6 on the countdown. The North Carolina voter ID law being signed into law. Here's host Frank Beckman talking to Michigan Secretary of State Ruth Johnson about whether North Carolina is paving the way for other states to pass their own voter ID laws.
Have you been following? Have all secretaries of state been following what's been going on in North Carolina here with this new voter ID law?
I have been reading the articles that have been online, and I can't speak to what's happening exactly in Carolina, but I know that there's a frustration out there. Michigan elections have been recognized as being in the top 10th and the 11th in the country, but we still have vulnerabilities. If you look at the headlines from around Michigan on the last election, it was like Roseville man charged with voter fraud, Berrien woman gets jail time and voter fraud, non-citizen Livingston County voter stirs concerns. I think one of the problems is that, we have a subscription with Social Security to get off people that have died, and we're working with Candace Miller because we have over 100,000 people that are registered in Michigan and another state, and we have found some people that thought it was okay to vote twice. We're going after those. But I think one of the frustrations is that the federal government refuses to assist us with getting the data of the non-citizens that are registered to vote.
Well, the other, you know, you just identified voter fraud in a number of cases here in the state of Michigan, just in our state alone. And this has been the argument on the other side. Oh, there's never any proof that there is voter fraud. There is voter fraud out there. It happens. People are trying to game the system.
We're looking at the vulnerabilities, and if one person cheated in a certain way, doesn't mean that we have to spend years looking into how many. It just means there's a vulnerability in the system, and we've been closing those loopholes. We've been closing ways that people can cheat, trying to get more accountability for the people. And every time one person votes that votes multiple times or is not a legal voter, they disenfranchise a qualified voter. And our elections in Michigan are often won by a handful of votes. So cleaning up the qualified voter file is number one. If the National Association of Secretary of States, I sit on the the Elections Committee, and in fact, we passed a resolution asking the federal government for help because for over 30 years, the states were told they must ask everyone that comes in for a driver's license if they'd like to register to vote. I think it was with good intentions, but in fact, a lot of non-citizens were asked, and what we found is most of them didn't know that they shouldn't because they were asked numerous times they registered to vote. And that's a felony, and it, once it goes on their record, the law says once you commit a felony, you may not become a U.S. citizen, even if you did everything else right. So it's only fair to those people to make sure that they are not encouraged to vote and by giving them a voter registration card every 10 years. And it's also so important to the integrity of our elections.
The San Diego mayor scandal, number 7 on the countdown. Here's host Chip Franklin talking to reporter Scott Lewis about San Diego Mayor Bob Filner going into hiding as yet another woman comes forward to accuse him of harassment.
What is he doing right now? We don't know where he is, right?
No, we don't. And I'm actually surprised that people don't worry about that a little bit or talk about that a little bit more. There's a guy, Steve Erie, a professor at the University of California, San Diego, and he was talking in the LA Times, I believe, yesterday about, like, this is kind of weird, right? This is our mayor. We don't know where he is, when he's coming back. They said that he was taking this week as rest, so ostensibly that means he's back Monday, but they haven't committed to that at all.
He'll never be able to have a press conference again unless he says this. This is what he has to say. Yeah, I did a lot of bad things. I'm not going to do them again. Next question.
Well, isn't that basically what he said? I mean, the LA Times, I thought, had a great quote. They said, it was Gail Collins in the New York Times. She said, if he was kind of like when he was making those statements, he kind of said, look, I'm innocent, but I'll never do it again.
Well, okay. I was talking to Dr. Bonnie Forrest, the shrink, right? And she made some interesting observations. I said, if I were him, if I were his advisor, okay, I've been with this guy a long time. Media pisses me off. You know what? I'm not going to resign just because it would give them satisfaction. These guys get like this.
I wouldn't doubt that. I think that Sunday night, he had to respond to this recall thing. It was an official response was due by midnight for this recall petition. And so I think he sat there and I think he was talking about, well, should I resign? Should I go ahead and be defiant in this thing? What should I do? He waited all the way till 11:30, and he said, "I'm just going to stick with it." And now we're seeing everybody kind of say, "All right, well, that's a new game." So, what'll be interesting now is if that recall gets some money. Even the big political players are backing off of it. The TJ Zane at the Lincoln Club yesterday issued this weird kind of statement where he said, I like the recall, but we don't think political organizations should either drive it or fund it. And it's like, oh, really? Okay. So, it would be interesting to see if anybody gets behind this because it needs money to do that. And if it doesn't, if he loses, if there's no recall push, I think that minimizes the pressure on him to resign.
I had a group on the Startup Circle. It's a group of entrepreneurs. They try to bring money here. And they made a good point. They said there's a lot of females that are trying to get startups going with VC and venture capital. And you know what? If they had to choose between cities, like maybe us in San Jose, and they see this Filner thing going on, and if we tolerate it, what does that say to women and entrepreneurs that maybe want to come here and start something up, that we allow this 1950s Mad Men character to kind of keep going around and doing this? It does have repercussions other than just front page headlines and political positioning.
Number 8 on the countdown this week, the verdict in the Whitey Bulger trial. Here's host Mark Simone talking to Boston host Howie Carr. He has written a book about the Bulgers. Howie Carr talks about why he thinks Bulger didn't take the stand on his own behalf.
He knows he's getting convicted. He knows he's going to jail for life. Why didn't he take the stand? He had nothing to lose. He could commit perjury, do whatever he wanted, and say whatever he wanted. Why not get on the stand?
Because I think he just would have been too devastating to his ego to face that. The first question, what's come out in the last few years is that he claims he's not a rat and that he's not a rat, but he had immunity to kill people. So, and even though he had immunity and the guy that gave him the immunity is now conveniently dead, but when he went on the lam, the guy was alive. So why didn't he just stay around and have the guy explain that he had immunity, but instead he went on the lam for 16 years. So, that's the story he wanted to put out there, that he had this immunity. And they told him, well, there's no proof, so the only way you can prove it is to go on the stand. And so now that's what he's going to base his failed appeal on. It's not going anywhere. But on cross-examination, Mark, they would have pointed out, they've come up with documents that when he was a bank robber back in the 20s, back in the mid-1950s, the first time he was caught as a bank robber, he immediately gave up the two other guys in his gang to get a reduced sentence. So this guy has been alive. This guy's been a rat, an informant, a stool pigeon, whatever you want to call him, longer than most people have been alive.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to claim he's not a stool pigeon.
And watching these people in the news, they said, well, thank God justice has been done. Thank God they finally. But the guy got to 83 before they got him. You got to give him credit.
Right, right. I mean, the Fed said, you know, he was complaining that he needed a couple of days off because he wasn't getting, it was too tough on him having to get up at 83 at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the prosecutor said, hey, this guy's had 16 years to rest up for this thing. It's bliss. You know, he's living out in Santa Monica. That's a pretty nice place to be living in retirement.
Coming up, the U.S. Airways American Airlines merger and Paula Deen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Jack Steffen, we're up to number 9 on the countdown, the U.S. Airways American Airlines merger. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo talking to ABC's Peter Greenberg about what we need to know regarding the Department of Justice's filing that lawsuit to stop the merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines.
Let's talk about the merger and the lawsuit by the Department of Justice with American Airlines and U.S. Air trying to merge. What does the average traveler need to know about this?
Well, you know, this is the last of the big mergers. We've already had 3 major consolidations, Delta and Northwest, United and Continental, and of course Southwest taking over AirTran. So this is the last big one. And if this happens, it will mean that those 4 combined airlines will control 80% of the total market in the United States. And this is sort of akin to the wedding where the minister says to the congregation, you know, speak now, forever hold your peace. Well, the Department of Justice decided to speak. And what this means is they just didn't say we're reviewing it. They filed a lawsuit along with 6 state attorneys general, including the attorney general from Florida, and the District of Columbia, basically saying, we think this is a really bad idea. We think it's going to harm competition. It's going to raise airfares and lower service. And the real key here is this. When they announced the merger idea, both U.S. Air and American claimed that they only overlapped on 12 nonstop routes, so it was really a minor deal. It's going to be a seamless merger and nothing would be affected.
Right.
Well, they were technically correct. They do overlap on only 12 nonstop routes. Here's the rub. The Government Accountability Office did a little survey and found out that they actually affected more than 1,600 connecting flight routes that could be affected by higher airfares or less service, and that was a wake-up call.
Right, but you do think this will eventually go through, but there will be negotiations, right?
It's called horse trading.
Right.
Oh, yeah. This is, even though the Department of Justice has sued these airlines, I doubt seriously this will ever go to trial, simply because right now it's backroom horse trading with each airline going back to the DOJ saying, okay, what if we give up these gates in Miami, these slots in Washington, D.C.?
Right.
What if we just completely give up these cities and allow for more competition? So it's a question of how much does the Department of Justice want to set the terms of this merger, and then it probably will go through, but not this year.
Right.
Now, this means it's going to slide into next year.
The number 10 item item on the countdown this week focuses on the career path of one Paula Deen. Here's host Dan Carroll talking to legal analyst Mike Allen about the significance of the racial discrimination charge against Paula Deen being thrown out by a judge this week.
The racial bias claim against Paula Deen has been dismissed. And
yep.
The judge found that the person who brought this claim against Paula Deen has no standing in the case.
No standing at all, because the person is not African American. Her only kind of claim to that is that she says she has biracial relatives, I think. And the judge, in no uncertain terms, threw the case out and said, look, you know, she doesn't have standing. And I like what the judge said, Judge Moore. He must be a pretty stern judge. He said, and I'm quoting here, allowing Ms. Jackson's claim to proceed would, quote, serve to conscript federal courts as human resources departments that are responsible for imposing and monitoring a federally created standard for harmony in the workplace, close quote. What that's short for is this case doesn't belong in court. Work it out, people. You know, it's an employee-employer situation, and it doesn't belong in federal court. Although the entire case was not thrown out, the sexual harassment portion dealing with Bubba, Paula's brother, will still proceed.
Yeah, so the racial bias claim was just one component of that lawsuit that has been thrown out. But that is the thing that has been most damaging to Paula Deen. And it really is amazing when you look at what happened to her, how quickly she went downhill. And I'm going to sort of catalog here all the companies that have thrown her overboard since her deposition came out. But that's what I wanted to talk to you about, was the deposition. You know, what is the penalty? When you're in a deposition, you're technically under oath, and you're supposed to answer truthfully.
Right.
And what happens if you – and that's what she did. She answered truthfully, and I sort of put this on the lawyer that was asking the question, because you know that if the person is going to answer truthfully, and you ask someone who has been around as long as she has, and you know her background a little bit, and you ask her, you say, have you ever used the N-word? You know exactly what you're going to get out of that. And she did answer it truthfully, and it's been her downfall.
Yeah, and there you go. I mean, that's what you get for telling the truth. And there are a lot of cases of where people lie in depositions, and opposing counsel tries to get the prosecutor to indict on a perjury or falsification charge. Prosecutors stay 1,000 miles away from that because they don't want to insert themselves in civil cases, and they've got enough to do. But that happens frequently, where lawyers will try to get a prosecutor to do that.
Recapping our countdown, the racial discrimination suit against Paula Deen came in at number 10. The discussion on a lot of the business and money talk radio programs about the merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways, that's number 9. Whitey Bulger's guilty verdict, number 8. The San Diego mayor scandal scumbag discussion, number 7. North Carolina's voter ID law, number 6. New York City stop and frisk policy, number 5. Immigration reform, number 4. Obamacare, number 3. Egypt, number 2. And the war on drugs is the number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for joining me. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.